comes the sun, I say, it's all right. It's all right.
So, hey everybody, this is Eric Mann. I'm the host of Voices from the Frontlines. You're on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, streaming live on the web at kpfk.org. You can already start lining up for the phones, 818-985-5735. I'll tell you what in a minute. We're going to talk, of course, about the California primary. I am very happy. I voted today. As always, I vote with my wife, Leanne Hurst Mann. We voted at Cherimoya School on the corner of Cherimoya and Franklin with my grandson, Raider, who voted for the first time because he pushed the sticker down there for that candidate. I can't say who I voted for, I don't think. But whoever I did, it wasn't that other candidate I'm going to talk about now named Hillary Clinton. I'm allowed to say that. So I'm in the studio with Alan Minsky, and we're two very angry people right now. We're generally angry on general principles, and then we just get angrier depending on what the system has done. But I want to start by saying this. The election is still going on. The election is not over in the California primary. The Democratic convention is not over. The Democratic primary is not over. Hillary Clinton is not the winner of the Democratic nomination. The reason I wouldn't have to say that, because you're out there voting. You think. See, this is the thing. You are deceived. You think there's a real election going on, but the New York Times and the AP are trying to explain to you there is no election going on because, according to them, Hillary Clinton has clinched Democratic nomination, survey reports. What is this, like Family Feud? And the survey says? No. Let me read this. Amy Chozick and Patrick Keough, June 6th. Here's the punchline. The AP, and this is really is outrageous, the AP and the New York Times, in a front-page story, have announced that Hillary Clinton has allegedly won the nomination on the morning of the California primary. If Hillary Clinton loses in California, trust me, this is not over. She can count any number she wants. If she loses in California, she's going to not just limp into the convention in Philadelphia. There are people inside the establishment trying to figure out what to do. There are super delegates who we're going to talk about who have not committed. It says right in the article that they're free to change their vote. So to say that super delegates, when polled, indicated as of this moment they plan to vote for Hillary Clinton, which is not binding, and then count that and say, therefore, we've determined that she's got enough votes, and do that right when a major state right now is voting, is beyond outrageous. And it's, you know, I mean, Hillary Clinton might as well just own the New York Times. The New York Times might as well work for the Clinton campaign, the AP. So Bernie Sanders says he doesn't respect this. He doesn't accept it. He's out there fighting. But we think it's really important. This is beyond Hillary Clinton. This is about, imagine if there was a social, well, guess what? There is a socialist candidate. It's not even imaginable. All right, a soft socialist candidate, a white guy from Vermont. He's not exactly Mao Zedong, but he's still some kind of socialist running for president, doing incredibly well. So what are we going to do? We're going to tell the people that the election is over when they're going out to vote. I want to introduce my comrade in arms, who I've worked with for many years, Alan Minsky, the program director at KPFK. I don't think we need to read much more. The headline is enough. Alan, what's on your mind?
Well, again, as I was saying to you earlier, and really what you just said could be the body of what I'm putting out. It's late today. I'll probably put it out tomorrow, but it is important that I'm announcing this on air today. I will be releasing a press release. We are a journalism outlet. We are committed to reporting accurate information as best as we can. And also, we are understanding of as a journalism outlet, KPFK that is, and Pacifica Radio, of the fabric of society, what we kind of information you can give out that could do damage to people or communities, and when there is the idea that a democratic process is taking place, there are certain things that we clearly, you know, Eric just gave an example of it. We don't use this medium to tell you who we, the KPFK hosts, are voting for. We don't endorse candidates. We respect that. What happened yesterday was a brazen disruption of the democratic process in the state of California. And I am going to be putting out an official press release that KPFK condemns the Associated Press and the institutions that followed up to just amplify this almost instantaneously.
That's right.
That it was done after business hours, not after business hours on the East Coast, after business hours on the West Coast. It basically was an unaccountable just force dropped upon the California people and the people in the other five states. And, of course, because these states are a lot of delegates, the second biggest day of delegates in the whole process, a real distortion of the democratic process. And, obviously we know, we're not naive. Eric and I, well, Eric certainly is not, and understands the dynamics that are in play in a society like America with a powerful capitalist status quo that is at odds with the logic of democracy. But still, this when you get – this is a little bit analogous, and don't get me wrong here. It's just an analogy. When you have Cheney and Bush saying to the world, we're going to torture people, did the U.S. torture people before? Yes. Was it though – problematic in another way for them to say we're torturing people, to just say we do not respect in any way these the social logic that you don't do that to other human beings? Yeah, that's a problem. And right now I think we're at the stage in American society with all of its class and race conflicts and oppressions that democracy is something that's really, they're looking to put it to sleep. You know, to not have people practice it. And I think this sends a – they're trying to send a stunning message. And even, in fact, the particulars – sorry I'm going on so long here, Eric. But the particulars of this election, you had an unprecedented amount of young people volunteer and participate in the Sanders campaign. Getting young people to participate in an election campaign – it's true that that happened with Obama. But there was also a lot more autonomy in the Sanders campaign than the Obama campaign, is my understanding. And people, their hearts were in it. And something like this just puts that out.
Well, I would say this on the positive, though, because the same outrage – and we are going to take listeners, I hope, if you want to talk about this for a minute – the system is making a big mistake. I mean, when they take away voting rights from black people, I have to say it's up to black people to decide they're not going to take it, you know, and fight back. But when the Democratic Party took advantage of the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, and when Fannie Lou Hamer was speaking, Lyndon Johnson created a totally fraudulent press conference to stop it, what it did is many of us became revolutionaries. We didn't get depressed. We had contempt
Absolutely.
For the Democratic Party. Now, I think Hillary Clinton is making a big mistake for this reason. If she thinks that the Bernie kids are going to roll over and vote for her after pulling this move, she's really stupid, pardon me, because she doesn't have these votes. She only got 50%, 52%, 54% of the vote against, very honestly, a guy who, when we started, if he had got 10% of the vote, people would have thought that was pretty impressive. 14%.
Yeah.
It shows how weak she is. Now, they're going to hide behind Trump. They're going to hide behind Trump. Now, we know we're going to get to how reactionary Trump is. That's not the point. But they're going to say, we all have to unite around Hillary. And people are going to go, I'm not sure. I mean, I'll vote against Trump, but I'm not sure I'm going to work for Hillary. And all those tired Democratic Party hacks who are the base of her support right now, which we have Channing Martinez and Julian Lamb were out today. They are on their way somehow. They were out in South LA today. That's going to be the main part of the show, is they did exit interviews in South LA with 30 primarily black, Latino, or a few white voters in South LA, and they did exit polls. And the exit polls, I'll do spoiler alert, about 20 out of the 30 voted for Hillary. But 10 out of the 30, which is pretty impressive, in South LA voted for Bernie. And they also said that there was a complete age difference among the black people.
Yeah.
That the older black people who had been, you know, brought in through the Clinton administration, who at one point perceived them to be friends, many of whom thought they got jobs or got their deals with the Clintons, like the Clintons, their pastor maybe got a deal with the Clintons. They're all voting for Hillary, but the young people are saying, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton put my brother in prison. So if they think they have the black vote, I mean, they're going to get the black vote. That's not the question. But they may only get levels of black votership significantly lower than Trump. I mean, I'm sorry, than Obama. Mm-hmm. Significantly
mm-hmm.
lower.
Oh, yeah.
And what's going to happen is she's going to say, we all have to rally. Look at how undemocratic Trump is. And people are going to say, you, Hillary Clinton, on the day of the California primary, colluded with the Associated Press and the New York Times to have a totally, Hillary Clinton's clinched the Democratic nomination. You don't think there's going to be consequences? People don't get it. That most of the time, look, I've done this my whole life. Spoiler alert, most of the time the system wins. It beats people down. Yeah. It bribes people. It shoots people. But you know what? It always overreaches. That's its biggest mistake. It brings tanks into the school. Not bad enough it's got guns. Mm-hmm. Got to bring tanks. Mm-hmm. Not bad enough that it throws this whole election for Hillary Clinton. It's got to announce on the day of the California primary that she won when the polls don't even close till 8 o'clock. I'll say it again, and we're going to go to the phones, 818-985-5735. If Hillary Clinton loses California, if Bernie Sanders gets 45% of the vote, 46% of the vote in California, this election is not over, and all hell's going to break loose at the Philadelphia Convention. So, Alan, I think it's great. No, really, I think it's a great role you play. I think you should write an outraged editorial about Pacifica as a news outlet and how we were how you were manipulated by the AP and by the New York Times. And once Alan Minsky stands up to the New York Times, they are they are so frightened about this editorial, Alan. Your last point before I go to the phones, 818-985-5735. We are going to take your calls. I already got about, one, Harrison, Jerry, Rodney, Morris. We're going to take you in a minute.
No, just call in, talk to Eric. I really think you have right on point. I mean, this has been a big issue about Sanders running in the Democratic Party, and a lot of people were critical of him for doing that. And I think, but it looks like at this hour, at least what is playing out is it is exposing the corruption of the contemporary Democratic Party like nothing I've seen in recent times. So.
Well, thanks. Look, you and I have a pretty high anger quotient. But for us to be this angry, I mean, genuine, I'm not just trying to pretend, you know, I'm outraged. And I'm outraged that I went, in my little liberal mind that I'm supposed to be a revolutionary, I went, Leanne and I went, and we voted thinking your vote counts. And the New York Times is saying, don't even worry about voting, folks. The election's over. No, this is not over. There's all kinds of talks about disrupting the Democratic Convention. I mean, let's enjoy this, folks. This is what I'm trying to get to. Look, hats off to Bernie Sanders and his campaign. Whatever they've done, they're causing so much conflict inside the Democratic Party. We haven't had this much fun in a long time. Thank you, Alan Minsky.
Thank you, Eric Mann.
And thank you, KPFK, and thank you, listeners. All right, Harrison and Altadena.
Hi.
Hey, Harrison, what's up?
I was listening to Nita Valens today, and a guy called up and said that he re-registered from Green to Democrat so he could vote for Bernie. And when he got there, they told him that he was still registered Green, and they forced him to use a provisional ballot. And I did a similar thing. I re-registered from Peace and Freedom, and so I went to the polling place with two unvoted absentee ballots and a proof that thing they mailed me that said that I re-registered. And when I got there, it was the same story. She looked my name up, and I'm Peace and Freedom, and she says, I can't give you a Democratic ballot. And she said, will you surrender your ballots? And I said, no, I'm not going to surrender my ballots until you tell me that I can vote Democratic. And at that point, a woman down the table said, have you checked the blue sheet? And there's where my registration was, and I got to vote. So I just want people to know that, you know, if you've re-registered recently, it won't show on the main registration list, but it will show on the blue sheet, maybe.
Thank you, Harrison. I'll tell you something. We were just at a polling place, and the same thing happened to another guy. This is not today, because I need to learn more about it, but absolutely, there's still a lot of things about people that want to vote. Oh, no, it'll be a provisional ballot. I can't accept your ballot, let alone what's happening to black people, where they're demanding all kinds of increased information. But you're absolutely right. The question of absentee ballot, provisional ballot, I can't accept you. You're not on the right line. We heard that already at the polling place. And I think afterwards, I think this would be an important movement of people and third parties and insurgencies to figure out some of the more demands we want to place on the electoral system. Jerry from Long Beach, what's up with you, my brother?
Hey.
This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices.
it just seems like disenfranchisement is the new normal nowadays.
You should wait. That's a great quote. Disenfranchisement is the new normal. That's a really good one. You should put it out on Twitter. What's up?
Well, I'm actually calling you about the problem of conscience. In talking with some people, following scenarios come up that if Hillary gets the nomination, and you don't want to vote for her, and you certainly don't want to vote for Trump, what do you do?
Can I ask you a question? Is it okay for now? And I'm asking you honestly. I want to stay on the issues of today's election, if that's okay. I promise you, we're going to be having that conversation for months at a time. I just want to keep the focus. Is that okay? A placeholder? I promise I'll get you back. Okay? Let's talk about what's happening today in today's election. Did you vote? Did you have any problems? What do you think of the New York Times declaring Hillary Clinton the winner? Have you talked to people at the polling places today? If it's okay, that's the conversation we want to have on the show, okay? And I'll get back to you, I promise. Is it Rodney from Compton?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi, I'm 72 years old. I'm African-American. I live in Compton. I just tried to vote, and my name is not on the list. I brought proof of registration.
Oh, man.
I brought the pamphlet that they sent out to me where the polling place was, and they said I just can't vote, but I could get a provisional ballot. So I'm hoping in the next few hours I can get this straightened out. I've been voting for 50 years. I'm voting for Bernie, and I would never vote for Hillary Clinton. So any advice? Just forget it?
No, Rodney. I mean, first of all, brother, I'm your age. I'm even a year older. I've been in the movement for a long time. We still got a lot of fight in us. A couple of thoughts. Do register on our site, www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com, because we're going to be doing a lot of stuff about voting rights. I can see that right now. I'm not as versed as this as I should, but the woman said today you can still call the voters registrar. There are a few things. You know, what else you got to do today? Fight and get your vote, brother. You know, I mean, don't let them, even if you don't get it, you still got 3 more hours. Don't give up and call us back and let us know what happens. And stay in touch with us on the website. Is that okay? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, Rodney. So is it okay and you'll stay in touch with us?
Yeah, okay. I'm still going to work on trying to vote today. We've got a few more hours left.
All right, my brother. Thank you. Morris from Long Beach.
Hey, what? Yeah, let me tell you what blew me away. I went to vote in Long Beach today. Now, I'm looking at the ballot, right? Jackie Lacey ran unopposed. I thought I was high. I couldn't believe that. So here's what we're going to do. It's tough to start a third party. So now on, if you want to be a candidate from the people, you are from Black Lives Matter. Now, don't trip, because if you've ever been to a Black Lives Matter protest march, most of the people there are vanilla brothers and sisters. So our candidates don't have to have a whole lot of money. Say, I'm running for this office or that office. Instead of saying I'm a retired cop or retired teacher, just say Black Lives Matter. And that would be enough right there. I could not believe this woman ran unopposed. And you know the fix is in when you got one lady running for office and the Republicans can't even put nobody up. Come on, fellas, can't you smell the coffee? So, and by the way, I'm going to Philadelphia. I'm broke. I'm poor. I'm on Social Security. But some kind of way I'm going to get down there, and we're going to protest this thing and get it right. Okay.
Hey, it's great to hear from you, Morris. And I think you can hear. It's pretty interesting, huh? I mean, people's outrage about the voting process, about the alleged democracy in this dictatorship, Cam in Long Beach. So, yes, I heard him say that he's going to go to Philadelphia. Let me say one more thing before I get to Cam. There's a lot of talk now already about marching on Philadelphia. I'm very interested. So I think there's going to be a possible police state in Philadelphia. I'm very worried. I think that the Clinton administration, it's not funny I said that, the Clinton administration is going to be very threatened by protest. I think there's going to be a lot of protests there. And I think that's going to be an ongoing conversation. You see how they already violated people's voting rights. I mean, half the people here couldn't get to vote. A fraudulent story. One more thing I want you to think about. Imagine, and I mean this honestly, that what if, you know, we have, and I don't want to keep saying if we had a revolutionary candidate. I'm ready to say within this country what Bernie Sanders is doing is revolutionary. So imagine if they say Bernie Sanders is thinking of quitting as a headline, or Bernie Sanders is losing as a headline. You can't put out a headline saying Hillary Clinton has won. This is not a minor thing. I don't know what the answer is, but it's just so, so outrageous. So we're going to keep going. Okay? Thanks. Cam in Long Beach, did I just talk to you? I'm sorry if I got confused.
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call. I will admit, I have a little naivete on my end, but I did want you guys to, with your wealth of experience in the political process, to just touch upon my first thought when I heard about the announcement about Hillary Clinton winning. I thought the opposite of what's been said today is that people would stop going to the polls because even, I mean, those who were going for Clinton would stop. Okay, well, she's already won. You know, let's not, you know, we don't have to go anymore. I mean, because it's already hard enough to get people to go out and vote, you know, and to be a part of this process. But don't you think that there's also a flip side to that information? And I have, like you had mentioned, something about Hillary Clinton being, you know, almost in cahoots with the New York Times and of the AP Press. So would that be, couldn't it damage her by saying that? Because then those folks that really didn't want to take, you know, wanted to go, but like, oh my gosh, it's inconvenient, it is, I got to stop what I'm doing, I got to go. Oh, I don't have to go anyway. She's already won. So
well thank you. Her? First of all, you're listening to Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines. We got a whole great board full of callers. Let me answer your question. It's a very good question. Again, I'm asking you, do send me an email at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. We let you know you're out there. Please go on our site, www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com. When you're up there, you'll see a simple thing. You'll click and say, would you like to register? You register on it. You just send us your email. And then every week, we send you coming attractions on the show. You can download the show within one day, thanks to Julian Lamb and others. We have it up there. All the back shows are up there. It's a beautiful site. We need, the listeners are calling, are so great. We need you to relate to the site more. Now, let me answer your question. This is my opinion. I'm not an expert, but I have an expert having opinions. The sad thing is that winning generates more momentum, and the conception that you might have already lost, I don't think, in this case, let me say this. I think the Bernie people are not fooled by this, and they're going to go out and vote, but the Hillary people aren't fooled by this, and they're going to go out and vote. That is to say, if you're told that Bernie already won, the odds are you would come out more, you'd be more enthusiastic. So I believe, unfortunately, that this headline will help the Clinton forces believe that they're going to win. I also think it's going to piss off the Sanders forces, and I think they're also going to vote. So you know what, folks? We still have 3.5 more hours. I would suggest, whoever you are for, that instead of talking about this, which is fun, like past tense, is call your friends. Call your friends and say, have you voted? Are you aware what's going on at KPFK? Are you aware what Hillary Clinton's polled? Get out and vote. And if you, and just like the other brothers were saying, which is very sad, forget about Mississippi. Look at all the people being discouraged from voting in California. All this stuff about, I can't find your ballot. You're not on the right ballot. Your ballot's invalid. You've got nothing better to do for the next 3.5 hours than fight to get your vote counted, okay? And next week, we can all talk about what are we going to do about it. Thank you so much for the call. Is there a Clark here?
Yes.
Hi, Clark. How you doing? This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines.
Thanks for the show. When I went to vote today, there was a friend that I knew who had declined to declare a party, and they were sending her from one end of the line to the other, and she said, well, I've got my ballot here, what do I do with it? And one end of the line said, well, you void it. And that's when I jumped in because of the prompts by the station, and I said, the technical language is you want to submit, you want to present your old ballot in exchange for a crossover ballot and not a provisional ballot.
Right.
So after about another 2 minutes, she got a crossover Democratic ballot and went to the Democratic voting machine. machine. But and you know, I live in a pretty well-heeled community, and still people are confused, and the poll workers were not well trained about how to handle this stuff. Another poll worker had said that the option was to get, if you're an independent voter, that you could get an independent American independent ballot, and I'm not sure that a lot of people realize exactly what that is. One last comment. I don't think any Bernie supporters are going to be discouraged by this misinformation we're getting about it's all clinched up. The thing that bothers me will be all of the independents, which haven't been rabid Bernie supporters. They may get discouraged, and there's a lot of votes there. It's almost a third of the electorate, I think.
Thank you.
I'll listen off here.
Well, I think what you're saying is, I mean, again, when my wife Leanne voted, she had a she already put in a written ballot, right, that she was going to possibly deposit. And then she said, no, I want to exchange this. I want to vote myself, you know. At that moment, my heart was like, you know, what people are saying is you don't know what's going on with these poll workers. I think we, in the future, we need people outside the polls before you go in explaining, are you sure you know the rules? I was afraid they were going to void her ballot and then, you know, give her an absentee ballot or, I'm sorry, a provisional ballot. There was that little moment of fear when they, but it carried out in this case correctly. They voided the, you know, pre-written ballot that she had. They gave her a new ballot. She was able to vote. But listen to this. Everybody is having trouble. That's my point. Everybody is having trouble at the polls. And this is where they're not specifically trying to hurt you. They're just still, they are processes that do hurt you. So that's even when they're not going out of their way to hurt you. I think we need people at every ballot before you walk in explaining it to you. You need representatives almost at everything, because I'm telling you, I was listening and everybody was having some kind of trouble as we're listening to these callers, okay? So remember, there's several points here, 3 points I want to say. One, if you like Pacifica and you like the show Voices from the Frontlines, we got about 20 more callers here. We're going to get, we'll probably get you all in, so just chill. Please write to Eric at Voices from the Frontlines. Let me know you're out there. Please go on our website, www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com, and be a registered, so you know once, you know, just like you're registered to vote, you can register for Voices, and once a week, we do send out our ballots and let you know what's going on in the show, okay? Third, if you haven't voted, please go out and vote. The polls are still open until 8. No, Hillary Clinton has not won. She hasn't won the California primary. She hasn't won the presidential primary, the Democratic primary. This is all ridiculous, okay? So, all those things. Now, is it Leilana and Chino? Is that correct? Do I have you, Leilana?
Close enough.
All right. Tell me your name. Tell it right.
My name is Liliana.
Liliana, okay.
I live in Chino.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I live in Chino. And I wanted to share my experience with everybody. I took my mom but early. The reason why I did that is because I knew there was going to be some sort of discrepancy. So I went and took her, and they said that she was not on the system, that her name did not appear there, and they wanted her to take that provisional ballot. And I actually was very loud and said, she's not taking a provisional ballot. Everybody knows it in town, and you give her ballot, and you look for it. And I'm going to look for it right here. But I was very adamant about it, and the only reason why he actually looked for it is because I was not leaving. I said, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay here all day.
Well, that's, the, you know, I'll say it. You know, I wrote a book. I'm sorry, Lelena, I'm going to move on.
I'm saying he did find it. At the end, it was me because for some reason, he found it later on. And I'm like, huh.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that I wrote a book called Playbook for Progressives, 16 Qualities of the Successful Organizer. And one of the 15th qualities, relentless. And I'm telling you, in this country, in any country, you got to be relentless. You think you're just going to go in and vote? Listen to everybody. I got to keep hearing. But not one person just said, I walked in, they gave me the ballot, I filled it out, and I did it. So she had to yell, she had to stay. When you tell them, I'm not going anywhere, and do not give up. This thing about provisional ballots, understand, tonight, they're going to announce, this is the sad part, you got to understand, tonight they're going to announce the results. The provisional ballots will not be counted tonight. The provisional ballots are counted afterwards. They eventually count, but like if it was super close, if it was a tie, they could say, we're waiting for all the provisional ballots. But it's not going to be a tie. So if you voted today with a provisional ballot, someday it will be counted. But in terms of the political impact, if you were forced into a provisional ballot, it's a way of saying you were disenfranchised, okay? So don't let them do it to you. If you have any ability to just stay there, you notice how many people seem to have ended up. It seems like sometimes the only magic wand is saying, I ain't leaving. I want to vote. I want this ballot. Just keep walking around and talking to people. There are decent people there, by the way, folks. There's somebody who is going to try to help you. But you got to be your own ombudsman. Sounds like it. I'm learning a lot. All right, we're going to go up there to Nick in Baldwin Hills. Nick in Baldwin Hills, are you with us, brother?
Hi, good afternoon, Eric. Great show. I got two things, and I'll take the response off the air here.
Okay, good.
Number one, I just got done voting in Baldwin Hills, and absolutely, it's not an easy process. I agree, you have to stand your ground if there's any problems. I didn't have any problems, but there were a lot of folks there that were getting misdirection. So that's number one. Number two, I teach community organizing, and I think what's going to have to happen, if I might for a second, is we have to match or exceed the tactic that's being used. And right now, the media tactic to proclaim a winner is absolutely, absolutely wrong. So we got to match that tactic. That means going out, educating, doing media blasts, and then going above that and really shaking the system and saying, it's not appropriate to say X, Y, or Z is won without the democratic process being fully implemented. So I think that's, for me, is the takeaway is don't give up your rights, and you got to match, and we got to match the tactics that these people use to try to oppress and take us out of this system process.
Thanks, Nick. Nicely said. You know, get up, stand up, for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. It's really true, and I think listen to the fighting spirit of the listeners on KPFK. We got a good group out there. People ain't playing. What we're going to do is take a short break. I have Channing Martinez in the studio. We're going to try to figure out what happened. And everybody, hang in there. 818-985-5735. I am going to be playing some interviews that Channing Martinez and Julian Lamb did today, I hope, in their exit interviews. But I'm going to get to everybody. I may just give everybody 1 minute, but don't hang up. I want to do everything I can to get everybody on before we close. This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines, KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, and let's go for a break.
And now the end is near, and so I got to face the final curtain. Friends, I'll say it clear and state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way.
So, hey, everybody, welcome. This is Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines on KPFK. I'm in studio with both the producer of the show, Channing Martinez, and an organizer with the Labor Community Strategy Center. And we're both from the Strategy Center. And Channing and Julian were out today doing exit interviews in South OA. I'm going to have Channing explain a little bit. But basically what happened is the first thing we're going to play after he tells us a few things is just who they voted for with no comment. And we're just going to get boom, 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 which is interesting. And then secondly, we're going to get a few comments of people that they met, and then we're going to go back to the phones. Okay, so Channing, how was your day today?
It was very interesting, very full. You would be very surprised of the people that live in your own neighborhood, who they vote for and why they vote for them and what they think about them. I was certainly surprised.
And this is your neighborhood, so where'd you go?
So we went to Limerick Park, there's a church there right across the street from the park. Then we went to the Southern California Library. And then on our way back, we stopped at Manual Arts High School.
All areas where the Strategy Center is organizing. We're opening up new offices, by the way, on the corner of King and Crenshaw. We'll tell you about very soon. That's pretty exciting. All right, so we're going to play. Let's hear just the summary statement. Are we going to play that tape now? Is that okay? Let's hear what you heard.
I didn't find anybody to vote for president.
Me and my auntie voted for Bernie. Okay. My mom's voted for Hillary.
Who are you going to vote for?
Bernie Sanders.
Who did you vote for?
Bernie Sanders.
I'm voting for Gary Johnson.
I vote for Bernie Sanders, sir.
I voted for Bernie.
Woo. Same.
Voted for Hillary Clinton.
Who did you vote for?
Hillary, of course.
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Okay. I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Well, both of us vote for Hillary, of course.
Okay. Mrs. Clinton. Hillary is in with me.
For President Bernie Sanders.
And I'm voting for Bernie Sanders.
I don't know, it's a toss-up between Hillary and Bernie. Most likely, I'll probably vote for Bernie.
That was pretty good. So, sounded like about six. I mean, it sounded like even more Bernies than you said when you.
Yeah, now that I listen back to it. Yeah, you're
right. Think, so, hey, Julian.
Hello, Eric. How are you doing?
All right, man. That's Julian Lamb, is also one of the producers and sound engineers for the Voices from the Frontlines. He and I went down to Mississippi and did all that great show on the 50th anniversary of Freedom Summer. And this is Channing Martinez, and the three of us, we work together to put out Voices every week. So when you go on the www.voicesfromthefrontlines site, you'll see all the work that Julian puts up. He puts the show up, if we're on Tuesday, usually by the end of Wednesday, the show's up, and then you have all the other shows as well. So now tell us a couple of thoughts you had in listening to people. I mean, obviously one thing you talked about is the age issue, and why don't you say a few thoughts, and then we'll go to a few individual comments.
Well, it was funny. When we were standing outside of the church at Leimert Park, Julian would be standing there, and he would point, that's a Bernie person. That is a Bernie person. Look at what they're wearing. And then we would see an older lady getting in the car, and he's like, oh, wow, yeah, this is a very big Hillary town here, right here. She's Hillary, I bet you. And lo and behold, when they came out and they did their interview, he was absolutely right. The young person was a Bernie person. Most over across the board, young folks were voting for Bernie. And a lot of older folks, black and Latino and even white, were actually voting for Hillary.
Just one more thing, I'll get to Julian. Now, when you say younger, were most of the younger people black?
Yeah, well, no, it was a mix. There was one young man that was black that said Bernie. There was one young woman that said Hillary, sir, what we both interpreted as kind of reluctantly, because she was with her mom. Her mom said Bernie first, and she sort of jumped back and almost didn't respond, and then held her tongue and then said Hillary. So I don't know. I kind of vote that as you really voted for Bernie, but didn't want to say it. And then all the rest were Latino.
Okay, cool. Julian, thoughts from your experience? Then we're gonna go and actually hear the interviews.
Well, Eric, it was very exciting to be a part of that process. We got to interview several people, and it was interesting what they had to say and their views and perspectives on the candidates. I did notice that there was a significant generational dynamic playing itself out between the voters and the way they voted. The younger ones tended to vote towards Bernie, and the older ones tended to vote towards Hillary. And I think the younger ones, they gave off a different energy, energy of expectation and change and social dynamics and so forth, whereas the elders tend to express a more establishment type thought process. So that was interesting in seeing that dynamic playing itself out amongst the voters there.
Well, one observation I had, you know, generically, which we talked about before you went, is that, you know, for a lot of people, I think Bill Clinton was elected in, was it 92, 90, and 96? And yeah, 92 and 96, because by 2000, it was Gore, I think. So the point is that Bill Clinton, when he ran, did front off as a very pro-black candidate, and the Clinton administration did a lot to get specific jobs for specific black people, specific pastors, got contracts for people, but did very, very bad things for the masses of black people. And I think what we see is that a lot of the younger kids who saw the mass incarceration, that the blocking up of black and Latino kids, which was the hallmark of the Clinton administration, tough on crime, move to the center. The young kids have been reaping the pain of the Clinton administration.
That's right.
And they're not as friendly as their parents. So with that, let's hear some of the people talk in their own voice.
Standing with Voices from the Front Lines on KPFK 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara. We are out here in front of Southern California Library on Election Day. I am with Julian Lamb, our audio technician. We're asking folks who you're voting for and what they think about the other candidates. So, if you're voting for Hillary, what do you think about Bernie? If you're voting for Bernie, what do you think about Hillary? And if you're voting for Trump, I don't think we really want to know.
But you can tell us anyways.
This is Julian Lamb, our sound tech. I'm Channing, the producer.
Okay.
We're out here in front of, I want to say John Muir, but it's not John Muir.
Manuel Arts, yeah. I graduated from here in 1959.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I went to Quinton High School. I graduated in 2005.
The new school.
Yeah, it's kind of a new school.
Was
they actually
built.
Started to take it over, basically.
They had something about Crenshaw over here. I don't know if they combined it and stuff or what. But,
oh, wow, I didn't know that. Maybe it's a charter school moving in or something like that. So, if you don't mind me asking, what is your name, by the way?
Akabe.
Akabe,
Akabe.
Akabe, okay. Yes, and if you don't mind me asking, who did you vote for?
I didn't vote. I didn't find anybody to vote for president, mm-hmm. Okay? Hillary, I really like the idea that it's the first woman, a possibility. I have all daughters. What I don't like is I don't think that her $12.50 an hour is a living wage. I already made more than that years ago.
Hmm.
Okay? I only vote for black people because I feel like I have to choose my own, and I don't vote for all of them. It needs to be somebody that has... that cares about my interests. And that's the only way I vote. But I make sure I vote every year because what our people have gone through to get the vote.
That's right.
I don't like the system. I think that this delegate stuff and super delegate stuff is to keep the same people in power. Hillary Clinton's making, what, thousands for one speech per hour, and she want to give us $12.50. Don't even want to go to $15, which is not a living wage either. So, I have four rules, man. One is always choose your own. Number two, always let people know what it takes to satisfy you.
I'm going to have to go to the phones. We got ourselves caught. I think we're going to do this next week some more. This is really great. But I think you're just listening to that brother. This is a particularly politically conscious person. And I that was a great presentation. And next week we'll edit a little bit more. And I promise we'll be back on Voices. Because guess what, folks? The election's not over next week either, and I'm break it to you. We'll find out who won the California primary, but sorry, Ms. Clinton, the election is not even remotely over. Listeners, now listen, I'm trying to be respectful to you. We've only got about 12 minutes left. I'm going to be a strict 1 minute to see as many of you because you're on the line. You can make any point you want, but at 59 seconds, we're going beep, okay? Dave in Long Beach.
Hi, there was absolutely no problem voting today, and I heard some brothers asking, the independent voters asking for Democratic ballots. They got them. That was no problem. And the only confusion was the number of senatorial candidates. There were several people that I heard had voted for two senator candidates when I was in there, and those votes got eliminated.
Who'd you vote for president, if I can ask?
Sure, Bernie Sanders.
Thank you. Charlotte and Redlands.
My name is Charlotta.
Charlotta. Hi, Charlotta.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My husband and I actually voted on Saturday. We went down to the registrar, and they gave us a form to fill out. I'm registered Democrat, always have been. And my husband, he went for nonpartisan. And so the form allowed for if you're nonpartisan, you could vote for whatever party was allowed which would have been American Independent, Libertarian, or Democrat. So we got a Democratic ballot on Saturday, and everything was fine. Somebody trying to look at me and deciding who I would support, they might decide I'm a Hillary supporter because I am 62, but I've canvassed for Bernie. I've done phone calls for Bernie. One of my daughters was feeling a little depressed because of the news she heard last night about
right.
He was supposed to have not won.
Okay, Charlotte, I'm going to have you let you go there. Okay, great job. Well, 1 minute, folks. Nice job. Mary, UCLA, what's up?
Hi, yes. My name is Mary. I'm a student at UCLA. I actually am calling because today I witnessed about 30 to 40 students being turned away at the polling stations, myself included, and I've registered, I've canvassed for Bernie, I've taken part in many activities, and they were either given an ultimatum, take the provisional ballot or don't vote. And when we did say anything, they basically told us we can leave or just take the provisional ballot and continue on with our votes. It's been a little bit discouraging because all the students who were turned away were students who were registered for the first time. An entire book of newly registered students did not arrive at the polling office.
Well, Mary, please send us an email at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines. Go on and register on our site. We want to get more of this and find out. That's a pretty mass abuse, and we'd like to work with you if you're interested in working with us, okay? That's a horrible story, by the way. Peter in L.A., you around?
Yes, I'm around.
What's up, Peter? What do you want to say in 1 minute? We'd love to hear from you.
I wanted to just say that this story last night and this morning is a disgrace. It's actually unbelievable that the Democrats, the Democratic Party, the party for the poor, the party for the oppressed, the party for the downtrodden, are out there actively suppressing the vote. It totally disgusts me. I cannot believe, nor have I ever seen so much rancor in the election process since I've been voting. I'm 60 years old, and this election has really shown me, opened my eyes to how corrupt both parties are in the preservation of their own self-interests at the expense of innocent, hardworking people.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, and so much for the Democratic Party being the party for any of those things. I'm sorry, is it Lori or Jory? I'm sorry, from San Bernardino? Hello?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up? You're on Voices from the Front Lines with Eric Mann. What's up?
Hi there. I just want to say several things. First of all, I voted for Bernie. I'm a 41-year-old professional Native American, and I wanted to bring to light, as we're voting, because I early voted, and I had to drive to Norwalk to do that. But I made sure, and I went to BernieKratz.net, and that's where everybody that wants to vote for the other Bernie supporters, that's where you go find them. So take your phone to the polls with you tonight and go and to BernieKratz.net, hit California, and scroll down to your district. For instance,
Lori, I'm going to have to leave you there, but that's a great – just tell us one more thing. Go to BernieFriends.net. Okay, Barbara and Gardena. How you doing, Barbara?
Fine. I voted Saturday with problems. Okay, I voted at a will call station, and actually I was the only one voting at that station that day. They could not find my ballot. What happened was after I wouldn't leave, they called down to Norwalk, and they told them that my ballot was inside the ballot box locked away. So they had to cut the lock, open the, you know, the thing, and get my voter materials out of there. But what I did notice is that they had a special phone where they could call Norwalk to get problems straightened out. Now, I don't know if they have the same thing at the regular voters or polling stations, but they probably do have that special cell phone.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you very much. It's a good story. I want to make sure Channing and Julian get a few last words. Eric and Ellie, what's up?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Thanks for waiting.
I want to commend you on how you sound. You sound like a lot. You have a lot of wisdom in some of your calculations on some of the statements. I voted at MacArthur Park first thing this morning, and the crew there were very helpful. The only problem that I had was I was trying to find a ballot that I could vote Hillary for prisoner. But, the world's got to look at that, and Americans must feel a little embarrassed about who the shadow government or whoever is controlling the media that puts this stuff out there when it's blatant. I mean, when the world sees that, they must think the United States is pretty cuckoo. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Eric. I mean, one thing I'll say is I think most of the people don't think, just like you said, Hillary for prisoner, I think most people don't think the United States is cuckoo. I think they think the United States is imperialist, which it is. So, but this sure, it's not like what they say, truth is stranger than fiction, or a vulgar Marxist would get accused. If you wrote this headline, people would say, no, they wouldn't do that. I mean, they wouldn't be that bad that they would declare. I'm sorry, every time I say it, I'm either furious or think it's hysterical. But the reason I think it's hysterical is because I think she's going to pay. It's our job to make her pay, not the New York Times pay. You know, we get that, and the AP too, but she's got to pay for this, because each time we hear it, it's just so outrageous, it's almost hard to say that they would declare her a winner. I want to repeat again. First of all, the superdelegates are not pledged delegates. They can change their mind. It says right in there, the day of the election. Now, they're not like certain pledged delegates, okay? When Bernie wins a certain number of delegates in a state, they do become his delegates. I got to learn more about convention rules, whether they're his delegates for just the first ballot or whether he releases them and all that stuff, but they're his delegates, and other delegates are Hillary's delegates. But for them to count 550 superdelegates for Hillary and say that puts her over the top, when it says right under there that they have the right to change their vote. And again, I'll say again, if Hillary loses California today, people in the Democratic Party are terrified. She's going to put on one of those, you know, torturous smiles she has that she, I don't know where she gets them from, but it's going to be hard to explain how great it is how she won at the same time if she loses in California. Julian and Channing, I want to make sure you get a few last remarks, and I'm going to see how many 1 seconds I can get in there.
Yes, Eric, in being out there, I got the sense that the Barney people are not convinced that Barney is out of the race, and rightfully so. The mainstream media has tried to paint a picture that suits establishment politics, and that for those who aren't as conscientious, that tends to sway them a certain way. But the Barney folks out there gave me the impression that they're pretty smart, they're well informed, and they're not going for what the media is trying to persuade them to go for. So, yeah.
Cool.
Last comment for all those that have problems. If you had a problem, go back to your polling place and demand a crossover ballot right now. They cannot force you to not vote. It is your human right. Your ancestors died for it. Go demand your vote.
Wow. Well, I want to thank everybody. Great job. And for the 20 more callers. Sometime we'll get 2 hours for voices. I think we're going to do another show next week. I mean, this is our second show with listeners. It's a great show, listening to the wonderful people who are out there. Thank you very much for being on KPFK. This is Eric Mann. Send me an email, eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. I want to thank our engineers. I want to thank everybody. And we'll see you next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, because all power to the people. Thank you, Nina.